It all comes back to Andriel's wing ficlets, read by K-Burb. The following fics were compiled as part of the Haunting Hero fanfic games, with a max rating of teen and up audiences, and in which no archive warnings apply. Chapter 1. DC, Jason, Angst with a Happy Ending. Content warnings for mentions of self-harming tendencies and allusions to Jason's death and past on the streets. When Jason had been young, both before and after he became homeless, his wings had always been a mess. Dirty, with broken feathers, feathers out of place. Itchy. He'd often had bald spots, too. Sometimes he'd just pluck his feathers out of sheer anxiety and desperation that came with being a kid in Crime Alley. Sometimes the itchiness and discomfort had won out, and he just grabbed feathers by the fistful and tear them out. It had hurt badly, and the anxiety from it all had made him just tear out more and more feathers, leaving him a crying, hurt mess afterwards. He had not loved his wings then. But one day he met Bruce. Bruce had brought along with him a home, food, shelter, love, his very first grooming. He and Alfred had taken care of him, of his wings, until they stood proud and healthy and clean, fuller than they had ever been. There had also been Robin, and Robin had not just been magic. He had been flight and freedom, and the knowledge that he could do, could be, much more than he had ever thought possible. He had learned to love his wings. And then had come the Joker, with his crowbar and his sadistic laughter, and he had plucked every single one of Jason's beautiful feathers out like he was a chicken just slaughtered. In a way, he supposes he had been. The league had not been better, binding his wings tightly to his back, cutting feathers so he could not fly, ripping them all out when he mentioned once that the feathers were starting to get itchy and uncomfortable after months of not caring for them. He had learned to keep his mouth shut. He had not loved his wings then either. But now, looking around himself, at the room full of these people who called him family, and that he was learning to call family in return, hands grooming his wings as he groomed hims as well, as they all groomed each other, as a flock, Jason thought perhaps he loved his wings again. Chapter 2. DPXDC. Damien. Demon Twins. Content warning. Mentions of stillbirth. Mentions of murder. Neither are permanent. Arriving at Wayne Manor had been incredibly disconcerting for Damien. Not only had he left the place he had spent his entire life in, he hadn't had a small tweeting shadow behind him anymore. For as long as Damien could remember, Danny had been there. Despite them being twins and having been carried in the same artificial womb, Damien had always been bigger. He had grown more during fetal development, had been taller and stronger since birth. Danny had been tiny and still and dead. Talia had dunked him in the pits upon noticing he had been stillborn, and in what Damien regarded as the biggest blessing of his life, despite not having had the presence of mind to appreciate it at the time, Danny had been filled with life. Like all people who came back from the waters, as Damien had learned with time, Danny hadn't come out quite right, as far as most people were concerned. As far as Damien was concerned, though, Danny was just fine, exactly the way he was. And who knew? Maybe he always would have been that way, with or without the pit. He stared too much and hardly ever spoke, unless it was with Damien, a fact the boy held close to his heart and felt pride over. He made more animalistic noises than anyone in the league would like. In the privacy of their shared room, Damien had also seen him do things no non-meta, as Damien knew he and Danny were, should be able to do. Only ever when they were hidden away and alone, though, as if pure instinct drove Danny to not let another soul know. Damien didn't care. Danny was his brother, his most beloved person, the one Damien wanted to keep by his side always. Unfortunately, no one else seemed to share his views. Where Damien was quick to pick up new skills, Danny took more instruction and time. Where Damien had big and strong wings that allowed him to take to the skies younger than many a child, Danny had smaller, weaker wings that could not fly him as fast and as far as Damien's could. Where he was agile and stealthy, Danny was clumsy and only silent by virtue of that being the way he was naturally, as part of his unnaturalness. Where Damien had learned early to never let his emotions show, unless alone with Danny, the smaller twin often wore his emotions on his sleeve, often literally, as he flapped his hands or flicked his fingers. The League, Talia, Roz, none of them saw Damien's brother as the wonderful person he was. They only saw his failures compared to Damien and cast him aside. It had been fine when they were younger, when Damien had had dreams of becoming the new head to the League, dreaming of a day when he was in charge, and no one would ever be able to hurt his brother, even with a glance, ever again. But he had grown since then, and Talia had crossed a line from which there was no return. When Damien arrived at the manor, he had not had a small tweeting shadow behind him. He had run away, then, knowing himself incapable of killing Talia and Roz for the crime of taking Danny away from him forever, but was simply biding his time, waiting until he was grown, and could destroy everything his maternal family had built. A small whimper brought Damien out of his mind, face turning to look at the medical bed in front of him now. The small figure shifted in discomfort, still unconscious, and Damien threaded his fingers through black feathers, like he had done many times before, years ago. Like he thought he would never be able to do again. He settled one of the wings over the other, blanketing the small body. The figure settled, chirping softly. Damien smiled. He had his brother back. He was hurt, and Damien was furious about that, but he was overjoyed to have found him again. Tucked safely under his wing, bigger now with age, he could see just how small Danny still was. It filled his veins with rage, knowing even with naturally shorter disposition, he should have been bigger by now. The gaunt cheeks and protruding bones only further led him to believe Danny had not been properly cared for all these years apart, not to mention the sorry state of his small and usually soft wings. Damien longed to groom him, to care for him, to soothe him as when he was a child. But he needed to wait until Danny woke up for that. For now, he would continue to offer what comfort he could with his fingers and his wings, and continue to plot revenge on those who had taken his now twice revived twin brother away from him. Chapter 3. Danny Phantom. Danny. Mothman. Content warning for mentions of Danny's death. Death had given Danny many things. A whole bunch of problems, for one, powers for another. Unexpected, sure, but not entirely unwelcome, once he learned to control them. A lot of his problems, too, had become friends at this point. Even his parents had stopped being a problem, accepting him and his half-dead status with more ease than he would have thought. They were actually good scientists and investigators now, still studying ghosts, but without all the bias and murder attempts and whatnot. The one thing Danny called the most bullshit on, though, was the wings. Like, what? He dies, so now he's an angel and has wings or something? At least if it was only in his ghost form, it would be hideable, like his entire ghost form in general. But no, he just had to get himself a pair of massive moth-like wings that stayed with him even in human form. Don't get him wrong, he loved the wings. They were absolutely stunning and beautiful, and they let him fly, if in a different way, even when he was human. The wings themselves were marvelous, but the fact that he could not hide them. Everyone in Amity knew he had wings. No one knew he had died or how he sprouted wings from one day into the other, but the town was small enough and weird enough that no one batted more than an eye. Maybe like half an eye or something? The real issue came with the neighboring towns. See, when Danny died, he didn't just get a new form and new dietary requirements. He got instincts, behavioral changes, urges. He was a ghost, damn it, and sometimes he just needed to haunt stuff. That often was the woods. He liked to trek through the foliage silently, creeping around, moving as unnaturally human as he pleased, making any inhuman noises his core desired. Amity Parkers were used to ignoring this, either paying him no mind when they walked past, or offering a hummed greeting like they would anyone else. What foreigners went through, though? They often looked around them worriedly, feeling Danny's gaze on them but unable to spot him. They'd try to hurry along, their steps quickening just as their breathing did. Some came back, mostly younger folks bringing friends along, swearing to them they had seen something unnatural. They would carry lamps around with them, and often get scared when they actually caught sight of Danny's silhouette, his eyes glowing in the light, as they tended to do now. He got excitement out of running around rustling leaves, crooning and chirping, just to see the wide eyes of the passersby. He never actually got close, though, never let anyone really see him. He wasn't cruel. He knew that jump scares in the middle of already heightened emotions just weren't for everyone. A little bit of fear was okay, though. Danny knew by this point his woods were rumored to be haunted. It was true, of course. And if anyone came in here knowing that, well, they were just asking for it. And if they didn't believe in such nonsense, well, Danny was more than happy to set them right. His parents, of course, encouraged him and those rumors, saying it was important for young ghosts like himself to do that sort of thing. Important for his health and development, they assured him. Danny thought perhaps they had been spending too much time with frostbite and hailwind. But whatever. At least this time he wasn't given a stupid name like Invisobill or something. Imagine if people came up with something silly like Mothman or whatever. The end.